So if you could make sure you're nice and comfy, just let your body relax, and in a way let your body dissolve, because what I want you to come into is a sense of a embryonic space, so the most of your body isn't there at that time. And in particular, I want us to come into the neural tube. So let's orient to that place within us now. Let's come into a sense of the craniosacral, the craniospinal axis, and the boundaries of the central nervous system, which is contained by the meninges, particularly the outer dural layer. So let's come into a sense of brain, spinal cord, and the fluid of the cranium, the fluid of the spine, which is cerebrospinal fluid. Let's see if we can get really interested in that unique fluid. And notice that your brain is floating in the fluid. The fluid surrounds the brain and the spinal cord, but it also comes from within. It actually is produced from the very core of the brain. So the brain's saturated by it. Let's use these pictures, these sort of morphological images of the early embryo coming into formation, coming into this curling movement that begins at the end of the fourth week, as this new rhythm starts to emerge within the whole embryo. And the motion is one of curling and uncurling. So it's like this point in time has been remembered for the rest of your life. Along with that curling, uncurling motion, there is a rising and falling of fluid. There's a shift in fluid volume. And see if you can let your nervous system dissolve. Let's really orient to the neural tube as its embryological origins. So I want you to let your brain dissolve in a way, so that you come into a much stronger sense of a fluid space. And as you do that, I'm sure you'll feel a greater relationship to potency. So as you shift into the fluid state, it is as if the brain and the spinal cord dissolve. And there's a centre to all of that. There is a node around which motion occurs. It's the organising fulcrum of the neural tube. It's the third ventricle, the very centre of the cranium. So I'd like you to stay with the length of the tube. Be interested in any motion that occurs that might be a curling, uncurling motion. And I'd like you to be interested in the third ventricle space at the center of your head. So you're splitting your attention, which is good because you won't have it all on the third ventricle. And in the Qigong form we did this morning, we were interested in creating a expansive space from the center of the head out. And that's just what the third ventricle needs. It's just what its nature is like. So there's a natural reservoir here for potency. It's one of the places in the body that has a very strong relationship to the potency field, to the breath of life. And often as you orient to it, there's a natural gathering of potency within the space. Just letting your attention be nice and light around it, staying with the length of the neural tube as well, not getting too concentrated into it. That's great. And really letting the third ventricle show you itself and all its aspects. And lots of those aspects are relating to the outer fields, the original spaces that have formed you in the early embryonic phases. As you orient to it, just make a note of how potent it feels here. Maybe for some of you this is a powerful place, maybe for some of you it's not so like that. Nice and light attention, just lightening up around your orientation to the third ventricle. Everything's getting a little bit heavy around it. Stay with the length of the neural tube. Be interested in the motion dynamics, curling movements. That's fine. And I want you to go neutral. Let go of the intention. And just allow whatever wants to arise. Let the natural processes occur within yourself. Let's not seek for anything. And if you're sitting down, I'm just wanting to bring your attention to your sitting bones, into your pelvis. If you're lying down, I just want you to bring your attention into the back of your body in relationship to the floor. Let's just come into the soma. And over the next minute or so, I want you to start to orient back to the room and coming out of your posture. Coming back into movements.